35 seconds. Game clock at 8 minutes. Just about set to tip it up. It looks like jumping center will be Paulette and Rutledge. Paulette for Alton, Rutledge for Liberty. Ball in the air. The tip is controlled by the Liberty Eagles. Gaines has it out front. He'll set up the offense, guarded out front by number 24. That is Willard. They'll give it on the left wing. Spin move, back out. Trying to drive down the lane. Ball's loose on the floor. Knocked loose, picked up by Liberty. Now stolen by Alton. Alton quickly up the floor and Gaines with a steal. Gaines read that pass, jumped in front, got the ball back. Now goes to the basket, had it knocked away. Alton's got numbers all the way up. Number two puts it up and in. That is Dylan Whalen. Whalen's first two of the ball game, and Alton's up 2-0. Quick pace game to start with. This rate, don't think we'll have to worry about the shot clock. Gaines across half court, takes it right side. Guarded there again by number 24, that's Willard. Gives it back out front. Number 11, Lee Reese. And we got a whistle. And some contact inside. The foul's going to be called on number 13. That is on Dalton Paulette. Paulette called for the foul, his first. Liberty will inbound underneath their own basket. Gaines will trigger it in. Looking to come in, still looking. Trying to find somebody, and he'll bring it out to Reese. He drives it back out. Back now to Gaines. Gaines drives baseline, puts it up off the glass for two. Terrell Gaines with his first two of the ball game, ties it up at 2-2. Quickly back the other way. Whalen will give it to Cockrum. Cockrum with Gaines on him. Matchup here, man-to-man defense to start with for the Liberty Eagles. Cockrum trying to get free, gives it out to Trantham. Trantham drives in, lost the ball on the floor. Liberty dives after it. Good hustle there, but he's out of bounds. Number 10. And that is Reese, Gavin Reese. Alton will have the basketball. Looking to come in. Now they'll bring it in to Paulette. He'll hand off to Cockrum. Cockrum trying to drive down the lane. Lost the ball. Good hands there by Rutledge. Brody on the drive. Takes it left side all the way underneath to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Trantham. He'll give it to Marcus Cockrum, and he'll bring it across half court. Looks like Liberty now back in the zone. Now they're going to match up. Three-pointer by Cole Trantham is good. Long three by the big man from Alton. 5-2 now, Alton with a three-point lead. Gaines across half court, picked up there again by number 24 for Alton, and that is Willard. Ball's loose on the floor. Over to number 11, that's Pendergraft. Pendergraft on the dribble, comes out to Gaines. Gaines turns, looks to the coach for the call. Now he's going to break down the defense. Goes to the basket, had it taken away by Whalen. Dylan to the basket, puts it up on the run, puts it in. Dylan Whalen, second field goal, he's got four. Alton now with a five-point lead at 7-2. Gaines out front. He'll swing it right side. Over to Pendergraft. Pendergraft to Reese. Reese drives in, kicks it back out to Rutledge. Over to Gaines. Gaines for three. That's no good. Rebound by Rutledge. He'll give it out to number 11, Pendergraft. Now they swing it around. Pendergraft gets it back. He goes to the basket, and he's going to be fouled. I believe that foul is going to be on Marcus Cockrum. It is his first. Second on the team. That'll send Pendergraft to the free throw line. Number 11, Adrian Pendergraft. Sets for the first free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Pendergraft knocks in the first, makes it 7-3. Alton with a four-point lead. Second free throw on the way is also good. 7-4, Alton with a three-point lead and the basketball. Cockrum will bring it across half court. On the dribble, Cockrum guarded by Gaines. Cockrum drives in, kicks it out. Three-pointer by Whalen. It's on the way. That's no good. Rebound by Rutledge. He pulls it in. Hands back to Gaines. Now over to Pruitt. Pruitt goes to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice shot by Carter Pruitt. 4:42 left first quarter, and it's a one-point ball game now. 7-6. Whalen out front. trying to get free, swings it around to Willard. Willard on the dribble, back to Trantham. He's going to fire another three, and it's good. Cole Trantham has come out on fire. He's hit a couple of threes. He's got 6 points, and it's a four-point Alton lead, 10-6. Gaines gives it to Reese. Reese, jump pass, goes into Rutledge, back out to Pendergraf, around to Pruitt. Pruitt in the lane, pass in the corner, back out to Gaines now. They swing it around the outside. Good defense there by the Alton Commons, but a better shot by number 10, Gavin Reese, his first two. 10-8 now, Alton with a two-point lead and the basketball. Whalen's pass is stolen, Gaines with it. Gaines on the run, takes it up the floor. Cochran went up for the block, and he's going to be called for his second foul. Marcus now with two, and that's going to send Terrell Gaines to the free throw line. 3:44 left to play in this first quarter. It's 10-8. Alton with a two-point lead. Gaines' first free throws off the back of the rim, no good. Number 11 checking in for Alton. That's Cade Clary. He'll come in, and Marcus Cochran will get a breather with those two fouls. Second free throw by Gaines now. It's on the way, and it is good. Gaines has three. Makes it a one-point ball game, 10-9. Little pressure now from Liberty up the floor with the basketball. Number 11, that's Clary. He drives in, holds up. He's double-teamed, needs help, comes out to Paulette. Paulette will dribble it all the way back out front and hand off to Whalen. Dillon with the basketball out front. 15 on the shot clock. 3:21 on the game. Trantham's going to fire another three. That's off the rim, right on line, just a little short. Quickly back the other way. Gaines dribbling through traffic, brings it back out. He'll hand off to Pendergraf. Pendergraf on the dribble, had it slapped away. Ball's loose. Pendergraf gets it back, swings it in the corner to Rutledge. Out to Gaines. Terrell drives in, pull-up jumper on the way, no good. Trantham with a rebound. He'll hand it off to Willard. Now to Whalen. Good fast-paced action here between these two teams. Both teams very athletic. With the basketball, Whalen got the ball back on the cut. Cut off defensively, and he'll pull up for the shot. It's good. Dillon Whalen, he's got six now. And the Alton leads back out to three at 12-9. 2:30 left to play first quarter. Gaines gives it on the wing to see the number. They're turned sideways. Reese had it. They swing it back around to Gaines. Back to Reese. Reese guarded by Willard now. Trying to get free. Drives down the lane. Kicks it back out to Gaines. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound fought for. It's going to go out of bounds off of, I said off of Liberty. Number 12 coming in for Alton now. That is Corbin Tharp. Tharp checks in. With the basketball, quickly up the floor. Alton has it. Clary to Paulette. Back out to Whalen. Whalen back across to Trantham. He faked the three, drives in the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. Trantham's got eight now, and the Comets lead is back out to five at 14-9. With a basketball, number 11, that's Pendergraf. Pendergraf drives in, pass to Rutledge, back out to Gaines. Around, shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound. Pruitt gets it. Pruitt will go up, and he'll draw a foul. So Carter Pruitt will go to the free throw line. We'll see who the foul's on. Number 12 called for the foul. That is Tharp at the line. Pruitt's first shot is off the side of the rim. No good. Checking in now for the Liberty Eagles, Alex Toon, number three. Pruitt will shoot the second. It's good. Carter Pruitt now with 3 points. And Alton has the ball, leading by four. Dangerous pass. Nice save by Clary. Clary with the basketball. He'll bring it back out. Trantham for another three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Inside, Paulette has it. He can't get it to go. We got a foul. A pushing foul going to be called. I believe they're going to get Tharp inside. They did. Corbin Tharp. Now, well, they had five fouls, thought they were going to the line, but didn't. So, anyway, Liberty with the basketball. Pass underneath. They'll come back out. Toon for three. That's no good. And Trantham gets the rebound, and the foul's going to be called on the Liberty Eagles, number 23. We'll check it as they post it on the board. It was Carter Pruitt. His first. Inbound play. Trantham has it. Trantham gives it off to Whalen. Whalen trying to get around the defense. He's double-teamed. Again, that long pass up the floor to Clary. Clary under to Tharp. Tharp back out to Trantham. To Whalen. Whalen with the basketball outside gets the screen. Passes off to Paulette. Paulette picks up the dribble. Comes back out to Whalen. Shot clock down to 10. Paulette with it. Alton with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Going to have to get a shot up. Long shot. Oh, off the rim. Good job by Clary knowing the shot clock. Got it up. Got it on the rim. And now he's going to be tripped and fouled by Toon. That is the second foul on the Liberty Eagles. Alton will inbound. Whalen will inbound, brings it in. Outside to Paulette at the high post, underneath to Tharp. He'll put it up and in. Corbin Tharp's first two. Makes it a 6-point Alton lead. Shot at the buzzer by Gaines is no good. At the end of one, your score 16-10. Alton leading Liberty. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School, the sixth annual Battle of the Border. First round action here tonight. At the end of one quarter, the Alton Comets lead the Liberty Eagles 16-10. Looks like both teams sending the same players back out on the floor here to start the second. It will be Alton basketball trying to build on this 6-point lead. Comets will inbound. Actually, Cockrum is back in. Marcus checks back in for Clary. Cockrum with the basketball, playing with two fouls. On the dribble, goes down the lane, pull-up jumpers on the way, it's good. Marcus Cockrum's first two, makes it an 8-point Alton lead. Gaines with the basketball, Willard on him. He'll give it out, Toon with it, off to Rutledge. His shot up, no good, and we're gonna have a foul, I believe, on Terrell Gaines. Come flying in to try to get that rebound, foul was called. And it'll be Alton basketball. They could push this out to a double-digit lead here with a basket. Whalen brings it across half court, gives it to Cockrum. Cockrum around to Clary. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Inside shot up. No good, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Liberty. Good offensive rebound inside. I believe it was Cockrum that got the ball. And Clary is still in there. Clary at the high post, he's going to turn and put the shot up and in. Cade Clary's first two, makes it a 10-point ball game, 20-10. Terrell Gaines out front. He's trying to get free, gives it off to Toon. Toon, his pass is tipped and stolen by Cockrum. Marcus with a pass up the floor. Nothing there, now going to the basket and the foul's called. Whalen with a nice move. It was a little head fake, got the player up in the air and then went under him, drew the foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Already two fouls here in the first minute of this second quarter on the Liberty Eagles. At the line, Whalen's free throw is short, way short. Just barely hit the front of the rim. Dylan will set for the second. Good shooter. Usually very good at the line. He's got 8 points here in this first half. Second free throw is on the way. It's good. Whalen with nine. Makes it an 11-point Alton lead, 21-10. With the basketball, Gaines out front. He'll hand off to Pruitt. Pruitt on the wee, picks up the dribble, gets it to Toon, right wing. Toon will hand in the corner to number 10, Reese. Reese back out to Gaines. Terrell with, looks like Whalen on him, trying to get free. Passes back out. Now Gaines gets it back. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Long rebound picked up by Cockrum. Marcus with the basketball. Gives it to Paulette. Paulette's pass is tipped, and it comes right back to Cockrum. He had a man wide open but couldn't get it to him. Willard was standing over here in the corner. Still is. Whalen with the basketball. He'll dribble around the defense. Gives it to Cockrum, top of the key. Pass inside is loose, picked up by the Liberty Eagles. Eagles to the basket. Gaines, he's going to draw a foul. So Terrell Gaines will go back to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul's on. Cockrum already has two. He was there. But they're going to call it on Clary. Cade Clary. Terrell Gaines sets to shoot the free throw. It's on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Liberty having some troubles here from the free throw line early. Clary out. And didn't see who checked back in. Cole Trantham. Cole Trantham back into the ballgame. Gaines at the line. Second free throw is on the way. It's good. Terrell with four. Makes it a 10-point ball game, 21-11. Coach Caruso telling his team what he wants done here. Alton will inbound the ball. As Tharp come back in, and I believe Paulette sit down. With a basketball out front, Whalen gives it to Cockrum, right wing, across the floor. Willard for three. That's on the way off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's loose. Picked up by the big man, Wells, who just checked in. Big 6'7 player for the Liberty Eagles. Gaines going to drive hard to the basket and draw another foul. 21-11, 5:23 left to play in this first half. Alton by 10. At the line, Terrell Gaines. That shot, that foul, by the way, on Dylan Whalen, his first. Free throw by Gaines is good. He's got five now. He'll set for the second. Terrell's second shot is up and it's good. Six now for Terrell Gaines. Alton with the basketball, leading by eight, 21-13. Willard has it out front, waiting on the screen. He'll swing it over to Cockrum. Cockrum going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Pruitt. He'll hand off to Gaines. Gaines into the front court trying to get free. Passes into the corner to Reese, underneath to Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up and puts it in. Good strong move there by Carter Pruitt. And the lead is down to six now, 21-15. Six straight unanswered points by the Liberty Eagles. Whalen with it. He thought about the shot. Now he's going to take it. It's short. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Carter Pruitt. Liberty will head back the other way on offense, trying to get a little closer here. They're down six. Gaines again drives to the basket, puts it off the glass for two. Gaines started to warm up, now has eight, and Alton wants a timeout. 21-17. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing at 25% off. That's Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more, all at 25% off. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Alton Comets with a 4-point lead and the basketball, 21-17 over the Liberty Eagles. 4:21 left to play in this first half. This is the first round of the 6th annual Battle of the Border. Whalen with the basketball, picks up the dribble, gives it to Cockrum on the wing. Liberty looks like they're back in a zone now. Cockrum drives to the basket, puts it up, leaves it short. Wells with the rebound. Quickly, Liberty pushing the ball up the floor. Pruitt drives in, and that's going to be a charge. Trantham was set for a while, waiting on that one. Good defensive play by Cole Trantham. And Pendergraph will check back in as Carter Pruitt sets down. Pruitt picked up his second. Alton with the basketball. Whalen going to bring it up the floor. He'll cross half court, gives it to Willard on the left side. Waits for the screen, over to Cockrum. Inside to Trantham, back out to Cochran. High post to Paulette, back out front. Willard for three. That's no good, but it's all blue shirts for the rebound. Trantham. Off to Whalen. Dillon out front. He looks at the defense, guarded there by Alex Toon. High post to Paulette, back to Whalen. Now outside to Willard. Willard's pass is knocked away. Good defense there by number 11, Pendergraph. Pendergraph over to Gaines. He's going to fire for three. That's good. Terrell Gaines starting to warm up. He has scored the last 9 points for the Liberty Eagles, and it's a 1-point ball game. Marcus Cockrum on the dribble, all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Beautiful move by Marcus Cockrum, a senior for the Alton Comets. Makes it a 3-point Alton lead. Reese has it out front, Gavin on the dribble, trying to get free, drives all the way down the lane, shot up and in, nice soft touch. Gavin Reese with four. This game's everything we thought it'd be so far. Good, close, tough ball game between the Alton Comets and the Liberty Eagles. Trantham thought about the three. Drives in. Pass off to Paulette. Paulette had the ball knocked away on his jump shot. Dives on the floor. Jump ball. And it's going to belong to Liberty, I believe. I think Alton had the ball to start the quarter. Clary back in. And Willard will check out. Gaines with the basketball, gives it over to Reese. Back to Gaines. Some play catch with it. Alton looked maybe to trap here as they cross half court. Couldn't get to the trap. In to the middle, back out. Toon for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Paulette. Dalton hands it to Cockrum. Marcus with the basketball over to Clary. Back out to Trantham. Trantham to Cockrum. Marcus drives into the lane, back out. Cole Trantham for three. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Terrell Gaines. Gaines quickly moving back up the floor. Liberty can get the lead here. It'll be their first lead of the ball game. And they do. Good drive to the basket by number 10, Gavin Reese. He's got six. And Liberty leads it now, 24-23. Alton back on offense. Trying to get the lead back. Trantham's going to pull up for the jumper. That's in and out, no good. Rebound, Paulette. Back out, Trantham for three. That's on the way. That's no good. Trantham gets it back over to Whalen. He's going to fire the three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, Paulette with it. He'll give it back out to Cockrum. Good rebound in here by the Alton Comets. Several offensive rebounds. Over to Trantham. He'll fire another three. It's up and it's in. He's not shy. He keeps a fire at him. He's got nine now. And it's back to a 2-point Alton lead, 26-24. Gaines with the basketball. Cochran on him. Good matchup. Two quick little guards. Ball's knocked away on the floor, diving after it. Alton has it. Cochran on the dribble, taking it down the middle, splits the defense all the way to the basket and missed the layup. Good move, just didn't get the finish. Now Terrell Gaines comes back the other way. Goes behind the back, spins, comes back out, gives it to Reese underneath Pendergraft. Pendergraft will put the shot up and in. Pendergraft with four. And we're tied at 26. 7 seconds left to play in the half. Down to four. Whalen drives in, fakes, puts the shot up and in. Tough shot. He wanted the foul. Dylan Whalen has 11, and Alton at the half leads it 28-26. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Take a look at your halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
We are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. Halftime of the final game of the evening. And it is Alton leading by two, 28-26. Alton led by as many as 11 in that first half. But the Liberty Eagles have come back, tied it up at 26. And then Dylan Whalen with a shot there as the half ended to make it 28-26 in favor of Alton. As we look at the scoring, the Liberty Eagles led by Terrell Gaines. He has 11 first half points. 6 points for Gavin Reese. 4 for Adrian Pendergraft. And looks like 5 points for Carter Pruitt. For the Alton Comets, they were led by Dylan Whalen. Dylan with 11 first half points. 9 points for Cole Trantham. He's hit 3 3-pointers. 4 points for Marcus Cochran. 2 for Corbin Tharp, and 2 for Cade Clary. That's the scoring in the first half. A little bit of foul trouble for the Alton Comets. Corbin Tharp with 2 fouls and Marcus Cochran with 2 fouls. And looks like not a little foul trouble for the Liberty Eagles in that first half of play. Again, Alton leading at the half by 2, 28-26. Want to take a minute here to say thank you to our boosters for Comet Basketball this season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson True Value in Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Those are your boosters. Again, this is the fifth game. It's been a busy day of basketball here at Mammoth Spring High School in the 6th annual battle for the border. It all got underway early today with boys action. It was the Isser County Cougars with a hard-fought victory over Neelyville, 61-51. After that, we had girls basketball, one we had right here on K-Country 95. The Thayer Lady Bobcats get a big win as they beat the Mammoth Spring JV 72-38. Then in the senior boys, it was Viola holding on to beat Koshkonong in a hard-fought one, 60-54. Viola advances to play Mammoth Spring tomorrow night. In the senior girls game, then it was Highland over Viola, 53-28. Highland will advance to the semifinals on Thursday to play the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So one semifinal set on the girls' side of the bracket. Boys' side of the bracket will have one set after this game. It'll be the Isser County Cougars, and then whoever wins this playing in that semifinal. Of course, got a busy day tomorrow, lots of basketball. It all gets underway at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon as the Alton Lady Comets play the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll have that game on K-Country 95. The Redbone Mike Crace will be here for that one. I believe his voice is getting better. He's here watching this game. I'm talking to him a little bit early. Sounds a lot better. So he's getting close. Then we'll have, Highland Boys will play Kabul. Then the Mammoth Spring Girls will take on Koshkonong at 7 o'clock. We'll have that one for you on K-Country 95. And we'll finish it up the nightcap tomorrow. Mammoth Spring Boys play Viola, and we'll have that one here on K-Country 95. Both teams are back out getting warmed up and ready to go for the second half of play. And if it's much like that first half, we expect an exciting finish here between the Alton Comets and Liberty Eagles. We'll take a break. We'll come back more from Mammoth Spring High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing at 25% off. That's Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more, all at 25% off. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Back again at Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start a second half of play between the Alton Comets and the Liberty Eagles. It is 28-26 Alton with a two-point lead. Going to be a busy week of basketball here on K-Country 95, as we said. Three games on Tuesday, and then depending on how everybody does, we'll have more games either Wednesday. Definitely on Thursday, we know for sure, because the Thayer girls won. So we will be back here on Thursday for the Thayer girls, and we'll just see how these other teams do. Mammoth Spring boys and girls play tomorrow. Alton girls play tomorrow. Of course, Alton boys playing right now. If they win, they play on Thursday. If they lose, they'll play on Wednesday. So we'll know more about whether or not we'll have a game on Wednesday here in just a little while. 28-26, Alton with the basketball here to start the second half. Dylan Whalen will trigger it in at half court. Alton going back to their starters. Looks like Liberty's doing the same. It will be Marcus Cockrum taking the inbound pass from Whalen. He'll bring it into the middle of the floor, and his pass is immediately knocked down by Pruitt. Good defense by Carter Pruitt. He'll dribble up the floor, gives it to Gaines in the corner. Terrell back out to Carter Pruitt. They swing it around the outside, back into Pruitt. Pruitt, nice pass over to Rutledge. Back out to Gaines. Gaines dribbles down the middle. Free throw line jumper on the way is no good. Trantham with the rebound. Cole up the floor to Cockrum. Cockrum with the basketball. He'll hold it up now and set up the offense. Pass in the middle to Paulette. Paulette turns, puts a shot up, and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Reese. Reese to the basket all the way in, and that's going to be an over-the-back foul. Excuse me. Paulette had good position inside. We'll see who that foul's on. It's number 12 for Liberty. Runs to the scores table. Cole Matthews, he'll come in, and Pruitt goes out with his third foul. So a little foul trouble now for Liberty. Alton with the basketball. They're looking at full court pressure here. Paulette with the basketball. Got to get it across half court, and they throw it away. Back up the floor, shot all the way to the basket. Number 11, that is Pendergrath. He's got six. And we're back tied at 28. All alone underneath. Oh, nice block by, I believe it was Rutledge, but the rebound pulled down by Trantham, and he'll put it back up and in. Alton found Willard all by himself underneath the basket. But a quick recover and a block here by the Liberty Eagles. Gaines has it on the wing with Willard on him. He'll back it back out, standing on the big M at half court. Looks for the screen. Now he's going to pull up from way outside. Long three for Terrell Gaines. He's got 14 now. And the Liberty Eagles have the lead. Trantham back, shoots the three, can't get it to go. Rebound back up and in, number 13, Dalton Paulette. He gives the Comets a one-point lead. So back and forth we go. Gaines across half court. He's waiting on the screen from Pendergrath. Gets it. Didn't want to go that way. He'll pass it into the corner. Matthews with a three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. That's going to be an over-the-back call on Marcus Cockrum. That'll be his third. So now Alton with a little more foul trouble. Cockrum picked up his third foul. It'll be Liberty basketball. Alton up one, 32-31. Gaines will inbound. Looking to come in, brings it into Matthews. He'll hand it to Pendergrath, back to Gaines. Gaines drives to the basket, lost it. Ball's chased down in the corner by the Comets. Cockrum still in there with three fouls. Pushed it into the front court. Gives a nice pass underneath to Paulette for an easy two. Dalton Paulette now with four. Back to a three-point Alton lead. Liberty with the basketball. Gaines out front, Willard on him. Nice pass over to Reese. He drives baseline, puts the shot up and in. Gavin Reese, no help there as he went baseline, and he got an easy one. Whalen over to Willard. Willard with the basketball, bounce pass in to Cockrum. Cockrum drives in, turns, had the shot blocked by the Liberty Eagles. Big block there. 34-33, Alton by one. Gaines, another long three. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, Whalen with it. Dillon up the floor, takes it through the lane, puts the shot up, a lot of contact, no call there, and we head the other way. Liberty's Gaines to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Gaines starting to warm up, now has 16. And Liberty up one, 35-34. Trantham, a long three-pointer. Paulette with the rebound, back out. Willard for three. That's off the rim, no good. Paulette with the rebound. Paulette pass back out to Willard. Willard with the basketball out front. Or excuse me, that is Whalen. Not Willard. Whalen with the basketball. Gets the ball back on the cut. Puts it up, puts it in. Dylan Whalen with 13. Alton back on top by one. These teams just trading leads. Gaines with a basketball. Looked at a double team. Backs it back out. Now drives, kicks it to Pendergraft. Pendergraft for three, no good. Whalen with the rebound. Dillon's pass up the floor to Willard. Across to Trantham. Trantham going to fake and now take the three. His shot no good. Pruitt with the rebound. Trantham is definitely not shy about shooting that three-pointer. Rutledge with a jumper off the glass. His first two. Makes it a one-point Liberty lead. Willard to the basket, puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul. Good job there by number 24 for Alton. That is Caden Willard. Caden will go to the free throw line here, trying to tie it up. Liberty by one, 37-36. These teams have just took turns here, back and forth here in this third quarter. Free throws off the rim, no good. Caden will set for the second. Pruitt and Toon back in as Matthews and Rutledge come out for Liberty. At the line, Willard sets for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Caden Willard's first point of the ball game ties it up at 37. Gaines crosses half court on the dribble. With the basketball, now switch on defense. Whalen on Gaines, are dribbling out front. Gaines trying to get free, picks up the dribble, goes in the corner to Toon. Toon back out to Gaines, down to 12 on the shot clock. 2:41 left, third quarter. All the way to basket, Gaines with a nice floater there. And he's got 18, and I believe Alton wants timeout. 2-point Liberty lead. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game going on here between the Alton Comets and Liberty Eagles. Liberty with a 2-point lead, 39-37, 2:35 left to play third quarter, and I believe it will be Alton basketball. This full court pressure from Liberty has caused a little bit of problems, but for the most part, Alton's handled it. It's when you got three seniors back here handling the basketball. Whalen with it. Up the floor, gives it to Paulette, back to Trantham. He'll give it back to Whalen as they cross half court. Whalen on the dribble, looks at the defense. Trying to get around Toon, drives in, pass inside is stolen, but stolen right back by Paulette. Whalen now for three, it's on the way, it's good. Dillon Whalen with a nice three there. He's got 16 in the ball game. And the lead's back to a one-point lead for Alton. Gaines trying to get free. Kicks it into the corner. Gets it right back, drives to the basket. Wow, what a shot. Terrell Gaines, I don't know how he made it, but somehow got it to go. And Liberty's back in front by one. All the way to the basket, Trantham takes it and scores. He's got 13 now. Alton by one. Back this way, Liberty with the basketball. Three-pointer up and in for Pendergraft. Now, Liberty by two, 44-42. Alton with the basketball, 1:18 left third quarter. Cockrum with it, he drives, picks up the dribble out to Trantham. Trantham thought about the three, he wanted to take it. With the basketball. Cockrum to Whalen, about to Trantham. He'll fire a three. Cole Trantham with 16 now. That's his fourth three-pointer in this ball game, and he shot a bunch of 45-44, Alton by one. Back this way to Toon. Toon's pass, oh, right between two of the Comets, and now stolen by Cockrum. Marcus trying to go do the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Beautiful move by Marcus Cockrum. Gaines takes it all the way back down the floor with a reverse layup, puts it up and in for his 22nd point of the ball game. Pass into the middle. Trantham open for three. It's on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound by Willard, and Willard does a good job, throws it off one of the Liberty Eagles. 1 point, Alton lead, 47-46. Clary checks back in, Willard out. Alton will inbound, leading by one. 14 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Cochran with the basketball. Pass underneath, stolen by Gaines. 8 seconds. Gaines trying to get free. Lost the ball. It goes to Pendergraft. He drives in, puts the shot up and in. Tough shot by Pendergraft. He's got 11. And at the end of three, your score, 48-47. The Liberty Eagles lead it by one. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter here of the varsity boys contest between the Liberty Eagles and the Alton Comets. And boy, this has been a dandy. It has went back and forth, especially that third quarter. And Alton built as much as an 11-point lead, but Liberty come storming back to tie it at 26 with just a few seconds left in the half. Then Alton took a 2-point lead into the halftime break. And that, like I said, third quarter, it just went back and forth, teams exchanging leads. Liberty will have the ball to start the second half. They lead it by one. Alex Toon for three. That's no good. Rebound by Whalen. Dylan Whalen with a nice rebound and box out. He'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Whalen on the dribble, looking inside. Goes into the corner to Clary. Underneath to Paulette. Paulette turns. His pass underneath. He's trying to hit Cochran, who was cutting toward the basket. But the ball was knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Carter Pruitt. Alton will inbound. Looking to come in. Still looking. They're going to lob it in. It's over the head of Paulette. Stolen. Gaines the other way. Will put it off the glass for two. Gaines now with 24 points. And the Alton Comets are down by three now. Biggest lead of the ball game, I believe, for the Liberty Eagles, a 3-point lead. Trantham with a basketball. Goes into Whalen. Whalen with a nice fake. He's going to put the shot up and in. Beautiful move by Whalen. He's got 18 points. And it's 50-49. Liberty by one with the basketball again. That's the way we started the quarter. Gavin Reese out front. He's guarded by Clary. Picks up his dribble. He'll hand off to Gaines. Shot clock down to 18. Back to Reese. Reese double team. They'll give it over to Pruitt. Pruitt has Paulette on him. They'll bring it back out to Reese. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Shot on the way by Reese is no good. Fight for the rebound. Paulette with it. Whalen back the other way. Alton a chance to get the lead back. Trailing 50-49. Trantham for three. It's on the way, and yeah, it's good. Cole Trantham now with 18 in the ball game. Gives the Comets a 2-point lead, 52-50. This has turned into a shootout. Reese drives in, back out to Pruitt. Now to Gaines. Gaines trying to get free, and they are all over him. Shot on the way by Toon is good, a 3-pointer. Alex Toon, the freshman, with his first three. Gives Liberty a 1-point lead. Down to 5:47 to play. Whalen with a basketball. Dylan on the dribble. Out to Trantham, around to Cochran. Cochran on the left wing. Looks inside. passes back over. Whalen for three. It's good. Dylan Whalen now with 24 in the ball game. Alton back up by two. Gaines thought about the three, gives it to Reese. Reese drives down the middle, shot on the way, is good. Gavin Reese in double figures now with 10. We're tied at 55. What a ball game. With the basketball, Whalen out front, gives it to Clary, over to Cockrum in the corner. Right corner, gives it back to the basket, shot up, and a foul's gonna be called. Foul called on the Liberty Eagles will send Marcus Cockrum to the free throw line to try to give the Comets back the lead. That foul on number 10, Reese, was his second. Cockrum playing with three fouls, and the first free throw's no good. Corbin Tharp back in. Cole Trantham has been red hot from behind the three-point line. It's coming out. At the line, Cockrum's second one is good. He's in double figures now with 10, and we're tied at 55. Gaines has the ball outside, trying to get around the defense, and he does. In the lane, shot up, and there's going to be a foul call. Terrell did a good job forcing that contact as he drove it down the lane, got the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. Gaines with 24 points. Shot on the way is no good. Misses the free throw. Alton leads it by one, 56-55. Free throw by Gaines is on the way, and it's good. And for Gaines with 25 now. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them. 56-56. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. What a game here. It is tied at 56. Alton Comets and the Liberty Eagles, the final game of the evening here in the sixth annual Battle of the Border. Continue to run the time here down on the break. Alton still in the huddle. Liberty out on the floor. I believe it will be Alton basketball out of this timeout. Let's see if they can get the lead back. 56-56. There has been numerous lead changes here in the second half. It seemed like every time someone shoots, the lead changes between the Comets and the Eagles. Trantham will inbound. He'll bring it in to Whalen. And Alton will walk it up the floor. 4:46 left to play. First round action of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Cockrum drives baseline. Nice pass into Paulette, who had his shot blocked by Carter Pruitt. Back the other way, Toon thought about the three, didn't take it, gets it out to Gaines, he'll take the three. That's no good, fight for the rebound, controlled by Whalen. Dillett all the way to the basket, puts it up. Oh, it wouldn't go. Rebound, Trantham trying to go back up with it, couldn't get it to go. Fight for the ball, puts it up, no good. Paulette with a rebound, and he had it knocked loose inside. And they're going to call a foul, I believe, on the Liberty Eagles. It was physical in there with both teams. Liberty gets called for the foul for Carter Pruitt. That's his fourth. 4:08 left in the ball game. Alton with the basketball. We're tied at 56. Willard out front. He'll give it off to Whalen. Whalen looking inside over to Trantham. They quickly jump out on him. Back to Whalen. Swinging it around to Cockrum. Cockrum trying to get free. Pass underneath to Paulette. He'll put it up and in. Big bucket there for Dalton Paulette. He's got six. Alton back in front by two, 58-56. Down the lane, Reese will put it up and in. Gavin Reese now with 12. And we're tied at 58, 3:27 left to play. Alton with the ball, Whalen to Cockrum in the corner, underneath to Paulette, and we're going to have a pushing foul called on Reese. Gavin Reese called for the foul. His third, and Alton will inbound again. Whalen will trigger the ball in, looking to come in, still looking. Got to find somebody to get the ball into. Pass in to Willard. Willard did a good job saving that high pass. Out to Cockrum, 31 seconds on the shot clock. Marcus trying to get free. Kicks it out to Whalen. Whalen goes to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound, Pruitt. Pruitt did a good job challenging the shot and not fouling. He's playing with four. Gaines into the lane, puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Carroll Gaines now with 27. And Liberty has a two-point lead at 60-58. Cockrum with the basketball. Marcus out front. He's guarded by two. Gives it over to Whalen. Whalen inside to Paulette. Back to Whalen as he drove the lane. He's tripped up. Ball picked by Toon. To the basket. Shot up, and it's going to be a block shot. And then out of bounds. They're saying off of White. Dalton Paulette will inbound. Liberty's coach is upset. We didn't have a really good angle. It looked like Paulette blocked it with two hands and had it, and then it went out of bounds. But I think they said it went off the leg of the Liberty Eagles. Trantham back out to Cockrum. Cockrum with the ball. Gives it to Whalen. Alton patient here, down to 12 seconds on the shot clock, 2:06. Cockrum for three. That's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped and almost stolen, picked up by Gaines. Good job by Terrell Gaines. Almost a steal there by Paulette. 1:50 left to play. 60-58, Liberty with a two-point lead and the basketball. Gaines off to Reese. Reese trying to get free, goes around Whalen. Now brings it back out, gives it to Gaines. Gaines, pass into the corner. Pendergraph out to Toon. Toon's going to fire for three. That's no good. Pruitt with a rebound. Back out to Gaines. Gaines will give it to Reese, and we got a ball loose on the floor and almost a foul. And now a timeout going to be called by the Alton Comets. 60-58, a minute 18 left to play. And the Liberty Eagles lead it. We'll take a break back at 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Mammoth Spring High School, the Alton Comets, and the Liberty Eagles hooked up on a good one here in the first round. Liberty leads it by two, 60-58. 60-58, the Liberty Eagles leading by two. Coming out of the timeout, Liberty Eagles are back out on the floor, still waiting on the Comets. Trying to see who's going to come back out here as they continue to talk on the far end of the floor. It will be for the Comets, Trantham, Whalen, Paulette, Clary, and Cockrum. Alton with the basketball, a minute 12 left to play. Whalen trying to get free, kicks it into the corner to Cockrum. Back out to Whalen. Whalen spins, goes to basket. Wild shot, no good. Paulette with a rebound. Back out to Trantham. Trantham drives in. Pull-up jumpers, no good. Rebound by the Liberty Eagles. Eagles in control now, leading by two, 60-58, 46 seconds left to play. Terrell Gaines with the basketball, throws it into the corner to Toon, back out to Gaines. And driving down the lane, he's going to be fouled. Terrell is fouled on the play. 60-58, 32 seconds left to play. Number 11, Pendergraph will inbound the basketball. Inbounds to Gaines. He's double-teamed. And I believe they're going to give Liberty the timeout on that inbound play. They didn't call timeout. They just said out of bounds off of Alton. Now they're going to call the timeout. Timeout taken by the Liberty Eagles. 31 seconds left to play. 60-58. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Back again here at Mammoth Spring High School. What a ball game. This one's coming down to the wire between the Liberty Eagles and the Alton Comets. Liberty right now leading by two, 60-58. This game has went back and forth. We've had some exciting plays, some big plays from several players. Terrell Gaines right now with 25 points to lead the Liberty Eagles. For Alton, they have Cole Trantham with, looks like, 19 points and 21 points for Dylan Whalen. Those are two leading scorers for the Alton Comets. Inbound play here. Reese is going to inbound, guarded by Cockrum on the sideline right at the end of the Liberty bench. Looking to come in, still looking. They're going to bring it in to Toon. 29 seconds. Off to Gaines, and Gaines is going to be fouled. Foul called. Alton still not over the limit, though. That's just the third foul. The second on Whalen. Inbound play again. They'll bring it in to Gaines. Down to 24 seconds to play. Another foul on Whalen, his third. The fourth foul on the team. So the next one will be the two-shot foul. 22 seconds left to play. The shot clock is off. Carter Pruitt going to check in. He'll check in, and the big man Wells will come out. So Alton sets up the defense here. 22 seconds left to play. Liberty looking to come in. They're going to bring it in. Ooh, very close to backcourt, all the way at the basket. We're going to have a foul and the bucket, looks like, and that could just about do it. Very close to a backcourt call, and then they threw it back to Reese, who took it to the basket, and he was pushed from behind as he went up to make the shot. Got the bucket. He's got 14 and now can put this one away with 19 seconds left, or pretty well put it away, and he missed it. It's still a four-point ball game, two-possession game. Alton needs to score in a hurry. Pass out to Whalen. He's going to fire for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Trantham with a rebound back up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball's loose on the floor. We got a foul called on Cole Trantham. And that's going to just about do it for sure. 4 seconds left to play. The Liberty Eagles look like they're going to move on into the semifinals to play the Izard County Cougars on Thursday. Alton will play Neelyville on Wednesday. 4.1 seconds left. It's a four-point ball game. And Cole Trantham, just now, here we are, 4 seconds left in the game, and they're telling him he's got to go take his necklace off. Took him a while to notice it, I guess. They've got 4.1 seconds left. We got a delay here while Cole Trantham takes his necklace off. Referee sent him to the sideline. Pruitt at the line. It's a two-possession game already, but Pruitt will step up here to kind of put it away for sure here. Makes the first. 6 points for Pruitt. Carter Pruitt will step now to shoot the second. Makes it a five-point ball game. Six-point lead as Pruitt knocks in the second. 4 seconds left to play. Trantham gets the basketball, shoots the three. It's on the way. That's no good. That's the ball game. 64-58, the Liberty Eagles with a victory over the Alton Comets.